In Pennsylvania, white nose syndrome has wiped out about 99% of the adult little brown bat population, but an experimental treatment is starting to pay off. I meet up with Greg Turner, the state mammalogist with the Pennsylvania Game Commission, and Mike Scafini, the commission's endangered mammal specialist, outside the old Sebula Railroad Tunnel in Clearfield County.
It's pretty well known in this area, but now that it's been gated, bats have a much better chance.
It was abandoned years ago, and the metal gate over the opening protects the bats that hibernate here in the winter from teenage graffiti artists, train enthusiasts, and even ghost hunters who might disturb them. But they need protection from another threat, the invasive fungus that causes white nose syndrome.
The fungus actually digests live skin cells. So their wings are the primary organ that is being affected in bats. And it causes thousands of small wounds.
Turner says bats periodically come out of hibernation in the winter, warming up from 40 degrees to their operating body temperature of 101 degrees.
What white nose syndrome did to them was cause them to come out of hibernation too often, about twice as often, and then burn through their energy stores about halfway through winter, and then they were either going to starve to death or exit and freeze to death.
Electrolyte imbalance can cause them to become disoriented and fly into things, or they get confused and fly out of the tunnel during the day and fall prey to hawks or raccoons. So in late summer 2018, the Game Commission and researchers from Temple and Lock Haven Universities tried something new. They sprayed the inside of the brick and concrete tunnel where the fungi live with a chemical.
Polyethylene glycol 8000 is the compound.
It's known as PEG, and it's approved by the FDA for consumption by humans and is non-toxic to mammals. Turner says a form of it is used in the Moderna and Pfizer coronavirus vaccines.
The way the substance works for us is it's what we call an osmoticum. And what that means is it really grabs water and holds on to it. And fungi are typically very susceptible to water stress.
The fungi spores that cause white nose are coated with the compound and won't germinate. When the first bats enter the tunnel to hibernate, typically females, they're crawling around on the inactive spores.
Then it takes a bat that has been to a different site to come in and reintroduce it every year. And that is a delay in getting it to all the other bats, and that delay is enough to reduce how much disease those bats get.
When they emerge in the spring, it takes them a few weeks to clear the fungus from themselves. So throughout the summer, they no longer have the fungus causing white nose syndrome.
Scafini says they reinfect themselves when they return to the tunnel in the fall. So PEG has been reapplied every year. So the first year results haven't been published yet. You collected data this spring for year three results. What have you found?
We have 2 years of results analyzed, and what we've found is that all of the little browns still get infected each year. But what we've done with the treatment is reduce how much disease they get, and we've reduced that by an average over those 2 years of 65%.
Scafini says there's been a slow and steady increase of little brown bats in the tunnel from when they first began treating it. Their numbers have gone up by a third.
This past winter we found 169 bats at this site, 85 of which are little brown bats, which is of particular interest to us because they are now state endangered in Pennsylvania.
Big brown bats, the other common species in the tunnel, have also responded to the treatment, says Turner.
We've actually reduced how many big brown bats get the disease. So we've reduced what we call the prevalence of disease. And we've also reduced how much disease they get for the ones that are infected.
The PEG treatment has expanded to a few other sites, including most recently tunnels in eastern Ohio. Originally, it was applied to only man-made structures until it could be determined if the compound impacts bacteria, other fungi, or even little salamanders at the sites. It doesn't. So now a tourist cave is also being treated. Will you have to keep applying this, like ad infinitum?
So we don't know the answer to that right now because we're at the very early stages of just trying to see if this is an effective technique. At some point, we'll try and figure out if the effects actually last, so we'll stop treating it to see how quickly it resumes the disease severity levels before treatment. But for now, we're just in those early stages.
The nice thing about PEG is that it can be easily transported, so we can selectively target those sites which bats are finding most important, and even within sites, those particular rooms or areas of a site that they tend to use every winter.
Scafini says the little brown bats here at the Cibula site seem to prefer the ceiling at the center of the tunnel, where temperatures in the winter could average 38 degrees. Greg Turner says that's colder than bats were known to prefer before white nose syndrome.
The bats are actually selecting these colder environments because that helps them save energy. And that's a mechanism they use physiologically to stay in hibernation longer and burn less energy. But it also helps them with the fungus. As the fungus grows slower, the colder it gets.
Are there other treatments or preventative measures for white nose that you're excited about?
One method that the Game Commission has been implementing is site manipulation. Now that we're in the endemic phase of white nose syndrome, we've noticed that bats tend to prefer a particular temperature regime. And since many of our sites are not in that temperature regime, we have actually manipulated them either by creating additional openings or making cold air dams like earthen berms in front of them to keep cold air inside the site. And it seems so far that at the few sites we've tried this at, that it does indeed seem to be working. One site in Blair County has actually increased from 7 bats to 81 bats since implementing this in 2016.
Are you doing that here?
We may. So that's one of the considerations we have, is being a railroad tunnel and having the wind blow through here all summer long and it warming back up, is if we were to fill this little gorge that we are in with about 20 feet of an earthen mound and do that on both sides, that cold air, which is heavier, would pool and potentially stay in this site a bit more. And then we would have a 1-2 punch.
Turner says it's important that juvenile bats join these bat colonies. Otherwise, there will just be a slow decline of the remaining adult survivors.
Our goal is to provide a few select sites that we can treat through any means possible that we know of, and just really help protect the species from going extinct. And once we get that stabilization and slight increase, we're hoping that these sites will help fuel and rekindle a lot of the surrounding sites out there.
Greg Turner and Mike Scafini are with the Pennsylvania Game Commission. There's more about their efforts to save bats from white nose syndrome at AlleghenyFront.org. I'm Carol Holsapple. You're listening to the Allegheny Front.